You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm driving a circle around the edges of this town. Stuck in a city I've given up on. Been in this waiting room for 2 years. I'm hyper awake. Clean the wax out of a forced settlement I never meant to let my head turn to shit. Develop habits, I'm out of practice. More than I care to admit, I'm hiding. I'm grounded.
Grounded by Carbon Carb. Atamarie e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. We've got James from Carbon Carb on the line. Kia ora, James. Kei te pihi a koe.
Yeah, pai ana. Tēnā koe. O te rā, tēnā koutou e ngā kai whakarongo.
Kia ora. Nice to talk with you this morning, James. Lovely to have a brand new Carbon Carb track as well. It feels like a good little emo resurgence is happening at the moment. Maybe it's the Camp Aloham energy in the air or something, but it feels like there's good things coming out of the lower half of the North Island. What have you guys been working on?
Pretty much this album. We got a few shows in the lower North Island this month to celebrate, and then I'm kind of just planning for the album release and tour in May, June.
That's exciting stuff. How long have you and Nicole been working on these tracks?
We actually started writing in 2020, and then sort of didn't really do anything 2021, and then picked it back up after that, and recorded it last year.
What were you thinking about in the process of writing this? Because obviously that's quite a stretch of time, bit of COVID in the mix there too, bit of world anxiety going on. What was kind of the bedrock of the, I guess, ideas behind this record?
I think a lot of lyrics were written in that later COVID period. And I wouldn't say it's a COVID album, but there's lots of like looking forward and looking backwards.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why it's called Take Time, as well as the fact that it took ages. But yeah, so it's sort of about the past and the future and being a bit lost in the present.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I feel like Camp Aloham has been a really interesting little flashpoint over the last couple of weeks, because a lot of there's been a lot of sort of nostalgia attached to it in many ways, because that's been a really important training ground for a lot of bands who are now, you know, like yourselves, kind of at a different stage of life. But also it felt like a really fresh new set of ideas coming together. I know that there was a bit of a kind of collection of Papaiti Records folks playing in the Renegade Room. What was the vibe for you guys at camp this year?
Yeah, I kind of really agree with what you were saying. Like, there was nostalgia, but I was happy when that sort of people sort of stopped talking about it after like a day and a half maybe, and just like really got into new bands and got pumped about music and met new people. And that's probably the thing I've missed most about camp, is the like sort of like the annual conference where you like meet all these people and like get charged up again.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The annual Music Weirdos conference is a good way of describing it, I feel. For people who aren't familiar with Camp Aloham, the Renegade Room is quite an interesting concept in even the sort of flexibility and strangeness of the way camp runs itself. It's kind of almost like open mic in the sense that people can sign up to play there. How did you guys slot the Papaiti stuff into that?
Yeah, it was actually an idea from Miles from Welcomer, who was like, why don't we just like put all the Papaiti bands into one slot? So we actually did a mini fest within a fest and had five bands in the 120-minute slot. And we actually made it within the time.
Wow.
I was really surprised.
That's on nice, short, sharp pop emo songs, eh?
Yeah. And we had like relay style changeovers with people like jumping on stage as the last song was like just finishing.
That's so good. I love the energy of that. When you guys have been playing recently and writing and thinking about releasing this record, what has been on your mind? Because that looking forwards and backwards thing, you know, it is a sort of strange turning point in the world at the moment. How has it kind of coalesced in what you've been thinking about, James?
Yeah, I guess kind of what does this band mean in 2023, 24? How we want to be doing music now? That intense touring style we used to do isn't really sustainable for us anymore. So like, what is the vibe now? Because obviously we still want to play, but we have to.
You're grown ups. You got grown up responsibilities.
We did an Australian tour in December, and we played like how many? It's like 7 shows in 9 days or something like
that.
Wow. Which is what we used to do. But we were just like so smashed by it. So, I mean, one of the adjustments is playing slightly less shows in a short space of time.
It's a good thing to learn.
Yeah.
2000.
Disappointing, but.
I mean, hey, it's just pacing yourself in a different way. And I'm sure also a lot of your fans as well will probably, you know, be grateful for that too, for their own aching bones, maybe.
2000. Yeah, no, playing 2 shows in 2 days or whatever.
Yeah, totally. 2009 as the song title, a very specific timestamp for this track then. What's this track kind of about, James?
It is sort of about 2009 vibes. In like the little blurb about the song, we wrote that it was kind of a year that sparked Carb on Carb, even though it was like 3 years prior to us starting. Just in like our experiences and yeah, like meeting each other and wanting to play music together.
It's a nice thing to be able to sort of celebrate and recognize, as you said, in this kind of looking forwards and backwards space.
Yeah, I hope so. I was a little bit like nervous about calling it 2009 because it, I don't know, a lot of our fans probably were only like 10 years old then. So.
Hey, that's but, fine. It's like 2014 Tumblr being really cool at the moment. I'm like, this makes me feel elderly, even though it wasn't that long ago.
But I mean, at the same time, really, it's just about like having really good friends and having lots of like inspiring music experiences.
Yeah, totally. Well, we're going to spin the track now, James. When does the whole record come out?
It comes out May 17. On the same day, we also play at Wine Cellar.
Heck yeah, that's what we like to hear.
Tickets and stuff will come out for that, but yep.
Stick it in your calendar.
Yeah, and you can pre-order the album now or come buy it at Wine Cellar on May 17.
Hey, thanks for chatting with us, James. It's always a pleasure. Congrats on another great song. Really looking forward to hearing the rest of the record. We will see you up in Tāmaki very soon.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.